Okay, the next tshuva is the following. The halacha is, oh, let's see what the shayla was. The ghetto kovna, hayu bein akluyim gam yehudim migermania, shehuglu l'shama yidei memshelas hazod nimach shemam. Okay, they used kovna ghetto as a central place to redeploy, I guess, people who were sent out of Germany. Very early on in the war, they sent most of the Jews from Germany, either they sent them out of Germany completely, Germany and Austria, to make it Jew-free, or they sent them to concentration camps. But before there were really established concentration camps, they just sent them eastward into Poland and into what's it called, Litva, whatever. So many German Jews ended up in Kovna ghetto. Now, Bein HaYehudim HaLolu, HaYehudi Echad Bal Shem Loazi Biyoser, Ad Shilfi HaShem Yef Shoyi Lahakishu Yehudi. One of these German Jews had a Goyisha name and Goyisha features, and you couldn't tell that he was a Jew. Shame Zahir Russian but passport chalo, Shahotzi Bigirmanya, Odin Lifne Protza Milchama. And his German name appeared in his passport. Vihine im Gibor Koshi Ashibu the ghetto, Mithesha Germanim, Ichbidu as Ochvam, Al Kluya ghetto Bioser. When things in the ghetto got oppressive, so this Jew decided that he doesn't look Jewish. His passport doesn't say he's Jewish. He has a Goyish name. He has a good chance to escape from the ghetto and get lost amongst the Goyim outside. However, in the passport it had to say your religion. So I don't know if it said Jew, right? Even though he had a non-Jewish name, but it said Jew, or it didn't say anything. So what he had to do is either change Jew and write RC, Roman Catholic, in its place. Hainu es haosios reish kuf. Lahoro shabala passport umnaso hi romitz katratolis. Kedei shagoyim imushuchnoyim shugoyim ileidu ibetim kechmeyem. In order to put, that it would be clear that he was a goy. He was a Catholic. Shaila is nishalti ozi yeyus ovid. So it's much where this guy did it without asking any shailas. And somebody asked the shaila, was that the proper thing to do? Are you allowed to do such a thing? Okay? Are you allowed to masquerade as a goy to save your life? So he brings down the Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says that you're allowed, bottom line here, that you're not allowed to say that you're an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and Catholicism is considered Avodah Zarah, so you're not allowed to say you're a Catholic, even to save your life. They say it openly, right? I Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's awesome. And that's an Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, to proclaim yourself as an idol worshiper, and you can't even save your life with that. However, the Gemara says that if you don't say it clearly, you say something that could be understood one way or understood another way, even though the people who hear you say it will automatically assume that you mean one way, and that taka they'll assume that you're a goy or an Ovid Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make a difference. You didn't say it. You said something that could have been interpreted another way. So if the person would come out clearly and say, I'm a Roman Catholic, probably be awesome, even to save your life. But to write RC, on your passport who said that means Roman Catholic. It means royal crown, right? Or remains what? Or whatever.
Hasidus Rebbe back.
Right. The
I never would go that way.
Rebbe of Hasidus.
And so he said that was mutter to do. It's mutter to do anything where you don't proclaim yourself as a goy openly, right? You do it in a remez, and the remez could be understood differently, even though it's a far cry for that. But it's possible to understand it differently. So you didn't specifically save your life by saying that you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's mutter.
Well, many Catholics aren't religious. So
yeah, but Roman Catholicism is idolatry. To say that you're a Roman Catholic means that you believe, you're saying that you believe in what they believe in, and that's shut for Avodah Zarah, which is also to a Jew. So again, probably to say you're a Muslim would not go into that cloud. Because even though Islam is not Avodah Zarah, or even to say maybe Protestantism is a shayla whether it's Avodah Zarah. Unitarianism is for sure not Avodah Zarah. They don't believe in anything. The whatever. So in any case, he says that's that the way that it was would be more. You also can masquerade as a goy. Never say you're a goy, but get yourself lost amongst goyim in a situation. Change your clothing, look like a goy or whatever, and the goyim assume that you're a goy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's much better to save your life like that.
Is it better not to?
That's better to save your life.
I'm saying to not masquerade as anything but a Jew or whatever. And
if it means saving your life and it's mutter to do, so then there's two dayas. One day is that if you can possibly save your life in a way that's mutter, and you don't exercise that option, you're basically committing suicide and you're a fool. That's one sheet. However, there's another sheet that if you want to be machmer and mekadesh shem shamayim and not rely on these heterim and die on kiddush Hashem, that's okay. It's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramach. Even the Rambam agrees that if it'll be mekadesh shem shamayim in the eyes of other people, right, other people being a schazik because you died on kiddush Hashem, then you're allowed to do it. But you definitely don't have to. You're allowed to be somech on the heter and save your life. Some hold that if it's not going to be the kaddish shem shemayim in anybody else's eyes, you're not allowed to be machmer. And some hold that you are allowed to be machmer even if it's only a personal kiddush Hashem. And if it's a public kiddush Hashem, everybody holds you're allowed to be machmer, but nobody holds you have to. You're allowed to save your life.
Can somebody say, I'm a Catholic but I don't believe in it? I mean, I'm born a Catholic. Just don't believe in this stuff.
In other words, I'm not Jewish, but I have no religion.
Well, that's different already.
I'm an unpracticing Catholic.
Right.
Yeah. Non-believing Catholic.
What does that mean?
Well, it means he was born Catholic, but he...
I'm not an Oved Avodah Zarah. I just happen to be a goy.
You just say you're confused.
L'chora should be allowed to do that.
If he'd ask you, let's say you were masquerading as a guy, and then a guy came up to you and said, are you Jewish? Then could you say...
No. You can say no.
You could say no?
You can say no. Can't declare that you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. But not being Jewish, it could be a million other things. And there's other peoples are not Oved Avodah Zarah.
The difference between Shabbat Shmad and Shabbat
Shmad? No, because you're not changing any, you're just misrepresenting yourself. So either it doesn't make a difference, Shabbat Shmad, not Shabbat Shmad.
This wasn't Shmad
anyway. What?
This wasn't Shmad.
That we didn't get to. We're going to discuss that. If the Holocaust had the din of a Shas HaShemad or not. It's a big machlokas haposkim, what din it had. Pashas, it was not Shas HaShemad. The reasons why Shas HaShemad is different, Pashas didn't apply over there.